Hello and welcome to the Happy Hour Hustle Podcast with our host, Kim Bodie.
I am absolutely thrilled to be chatting with you.
Principal and fearless leader of 834 Integrated Communications. On this podcast, you're going to learn a lot about a lot, like public relations, marketing, digital, and advertising.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Forgive us if you hear some dogs in the background. We love them, and there's a medium-sized pack at the office at all times.
Fantastic.
So grab a glass of wine, preferably one with ice in it, and learn a little something today.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Happy Hour Hustle. You're stuck with just me today, so get on your listening devices and let's roll. We're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of working with a small agency, but before we do that, I want to brag a little bit. This last week, my team and I celebrated that 834 was a 50 companies to watch, a rather big deal for a small agency. I'm using air quotes because you can't see me. Maybe one day we'll actually turn a video on while I record these, but probably not. I don't think it'd be that fun for you. And it's interesting because one of the things that I wanted to point out is we don't actively go out in search of accolades or recognition. I mean, the whole point of being a communications agency is that we want our clients out front and in the spotlight, and it's our job to ensure they are there and they stay there. But what I've found out is for a small agency to be taken seriously, a lot of times those accolades or recognition is needed. When we made the Forbes Top 200 2021 list of PR agencies, we started to get a lot more recognition and people were reaching out because suddenly, you know, they were taking us more seriously. You know, and even though we had been in business for 15 years and we have seen a lot of growth and we survived the pandemic, we grew specifically. So some very exciting things happened for us. It wasn't until we started getting the recognition as, you know, a Forbes agency and then a 50 company to watch that I think people really started to say, oh, they know what they're doing. So this podcast is for all those small agencies out there. And that's why I want to talk about the benefits of working with a small agency. When I've done business development meetings in the past, I've had, you know, potential clients say, well, you're small, so how will we get the attention we need? You know, what if your attention is too divided with other clients? First of all, if you're working with a small agency, you're going to be dealing with, you know, a small but very talented staff. And I can tell you as an integrated communications firm, our staff is multifaceted. They don't just do one job. And why that's important to know is because they have to understand how everything plays together, whether it's public relations or design or digital or social media or strategy or video, all of the things. They have to understand the big picture before they can really, we can deliver results for our clients. The other thing is I would also like to point out, we don't like to be called small or boutique. Some people use the word boutique because apparently that's less offensive. I'd like to say that still seems like, to me, it seems like I'm a female run business and there's, you know, I'm going to go shopping on my lunch hour. I mean, I know that's not what it means, but it doesn't have a great connotation. So like I said, one of the first big benefits is you're kind of a big deal to a small agency. We literally know everything about you. We get to know who you are, what drives you, your birthdays, your kids' names, your hobbies, your favorite drinks. We always know your favorite drinks, usually by the first conversation. And we really enjoy spending time with you because for us, relationships are at the core of everything we do. And our clients really appreciate our honesty, our transparency, and our bluntness. And that's because we've spent the time investing in a relationship with them. You're always going to get the best of us because it means we will be more successful in the long run. We get to be choosy on who we work with, and we choose you. I know that sounds cheesy, but when we bring on a client, we are very particular about who we're going to work with. They have to understand our process, they have to trust our process, and they have to be willing to listen to us when we give recommendations, whether it's marketing-based, public relations-based, whatever it is. The second benefit is, as I like to call it, dollar bills. Guess who doesn't have the whole overhead of a 100-person agency or 10 locations in multiple states and taxes everywhere. That's right, a small agency. We're adept at doing more with smaller budgets, and we make every penny count for our clients. If there isn't an ROI, we're not doing it. We're just not going to do it. We want you to be focused on the results and not the coming invoice. And that's another thing to point out. I specifically set up 834 15 years ago to be value-based marketing. And what that means is our pricing model is focused on retainers or projects. That's because we don't want you looking at how many hours we're putting towards your project each month or your account. What we want you looking at is the results that we're delivering to you. We don't want you having to count the minutes that we spend with you or, you know, anticipating this large invoice after we have a two-hour strategy session because Bob bills at $250 an hour and we've also got Karen in the meeting. And she's not as experienced as Bob, so she bills at like $175. So I'm not good at math, so I'll let you do that. So you look at a two-hour meeting, and that two-hour meeting just cost you, I don't know, a lot for you to sit down and really tell your agency what it is that you need and to strategize around whatever your goals are. That's not something you should be charged for. That's something that's considered part of the relationship. And it's something a small agency like 834 is never going to take for granted. You're never going to see us charge you because we decided to pick up the phone and call you because we wanted to ask you something or we're pitching you for this or we're doing this. The other thing is, and I kind of mentioned this in the beginning, is we know our stuff. When you're small, you often specialize in an area. Well, our specialty is integrated communications, sometimes also known as the PESO model. I don't know what that acronym is, so don't ask me. But if you Google it, you can figure it out. But essentially, it means integrated communications. What that means is we understand how all tactics work together to deliver results. So while you may only hire us for public relations, we're going to tie everything we do back to social media and digital to show value. So if we're pitching you and we get you a great placement, say on the Drew Barrymore show, true story, what we're going to do is we're going to go back and when that episode airs, we're going to look to see what was the impact on your website traffic, what was the impact on your sales, and we can tie that back specifically to when those, you know, when the episode aired or when it re-aired or anything like that. And that's important to note because that's a direct example of your return on investment. And we're able to prove our value through something like that. That being said, you need to understand that public relations is a long game. It takes time to build relationships and it takes time to get attention, especially if you've never done anything before. So keep that in mind. We'll talk about planning your PR budget in another podcast because I do think that's a really important topic that should be covered because I think a lot of people think PR is some sort of like magic, like black magic, maybe like the good magic, but you just don't understand it. The other thing, so we talked a little bit about why you choose a small agency. It's because you're going to get that one-on-one attention or you're kind of a big deal. The cost, we're obviously experts at what we do. Flexibility is the fourth one. You'll never hear us say, well, we've always done it this way, so that's the way we're going to do it. Communications is constantly changing, and if you can't be flexible in your delivery of services or how you get garner those results, you're not going to be successful at delivering those results for your clients. So when you're looking to hire an agency, it's really, really important that they're flexible, that they can work on a short timeline or, you know, something pops up. Just recently, we had a client who, unfortunately, they were exposed to COVID. So we needed to draft a statement very quickly to get that out there to the individuals who potentially could have been exposed so we could ensure that we were timely in our communication and we were covering all of our bases. This is really, really important. That's not something that you can plan for. That's not something you need to be able to get a hold of your agency at a moment's notice. This happened on the weekend and we drafted up this statement and we got it out there for the client and we were on call for anything that they needed. So flexibility is our middle name. There's no one size fits all. Larger agencies a lot of times will stand around and they're debating the timeline for 2 weeks. And that's usually what a client has allotted for maybe a quick turnaround project. Nobody has time for that. No one. Especially when the communications world is so fast paced and changing so quickly. Our very last one, and what I happen to think is probably the most important, because you'll hear me talk about it all the time, is culture. Now, if you're smaller, it's going to be a very tight-knit team. And our culture is all about accountability. It really is what makes our team great. We've had people that we've onboarded say, I have never been held this accountable before. I've never had this open of communication. I've never had this many check-ins with leadership. Each person within a smaller agency, specifically within 834, knows their role. And we show up every day excited to work for 834 and our clients. We are pushed to be creative and to think big, and we have a ton of fun doing it. If you've ever met any of our team members, you know we're fun. That's like pretty much the number one, like, to be eligible for this job, you have to be fun, you have to be laid back, and you have to be willing to, you know, go with the flow. We're really intentional about our culture. And that's something when you're looking for an agency, look at their culture. Do you see their team members out front? Is there personality in their blogs or in their website? Is it somebody that you would want to work with? Because you're going to have to work very, very closely with this agency. So you need to make sure that you're going to jive with them. I wrote a blog as well on, I think it's Gen X, Gen Z, I don't know. It's about the latest generation and all of their lingo. Oh my gosh, I use lingo and jive. So right now we already know I'm not a cool part of any generation. Regardless, you should go read that blog. Back to the topic at hand, culture, benefits of working with a small agency. The entire reason I started 834 was to do agency differently. We threw out hourly billing because it only ever benefited the agency, not the tagline. Our tagline is, it's about you. It's not about us, it's about you. If it was about us, then how would our clients benefit? It's why our model is different. It's why we're intentionally small. And it's why there are so many benefits of working with us, because we get to know you. We golf with you. We know your kids' birthdays. We know your dog's names. I specifically know your dog's names. That's really important to me. But the biggest thing is, it's what makes us better, and it's what makes small agencies really good at what they do. So if you're looking for more information, we did write a blog on this. You can go to 834.com, check it out, check out our team members. They're all on the team page, and really, really get to know us. And then if you're interested, we'll buy you a drink.